Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the positive ministry of the Holy Spirit was recorded at our 2011 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
You know why you have this bitterness? You know why you worry over this? You know why you abuse this substance? You know why you're hooked on this? Everything just basic boils down to that you aren't trusting in Jesus. And that's all that the Holy Spirit will convict you over. And if a person sits there and says, no, I am trusting in Jesus, there's no fear in my life. Well, then the Holy Spirit may mention some individual sin that you're doing. Well, then why are you afraid to get in an airplane? Why are you afraid of heights? Why is it that you can't stand to be by yourself? Why is it that you can't go to sleep without a light on? He may point out something just to illustrate that, see, you do have this sin of unbelief. You aren't trusting the Lord in this area. But it's not these things that are the real issue. It's the root of not trusting in Jesus. And so when the Holy Spirit reproves us of that, He always does it in a positive way. About why don't you trust me for this? It's not rejection because you've turned to this substance. It's why don't you trust me? Why don't you believe me? Why don't you let me supply your happiness and peace? Why is it that you are so dependent on going to a doctor and letting this doctor tell you everything? You know, I talk to people before and after the services, and I am just shocked at how many people have things wrong with them. And I even wonder, how do you even find out that you have this wrong with you? They don't feel anything. There's no symptoms, but a doctor told them this. You're going and paying somebody money to look for some kind of problem and find something wrong with you. I'm just amazed at the way people don't trust God. And they are so dependent upon a man telling them things. Anyway, I don't want to get off on that. But it just is amazing to me how little people trust God. They are so plugged into this world system that, man, they are doing everything the world is doing. And the Holy Spirit will reprove you of this. It's not the fact that you're doing this. Or it's why aren't you trusting Jesus? Why don't you believe on Jesus? You know, let me use an example here that probably most of us can relate to. But if you've had children, you know, when your children become old enough to start driving and you give them the car for the very first time and you tell them to be home at 11 or whatever time. And then, you know, if you tell your kid to be home at 11, they'll be home at 11:05. Or 11:10 or 11:15. They'll just push the envelope just as far as they can. And when they come in, you know, it's 11:05. And you said, I told you to be home at 11 o'clock and you didn't get here. They said, what is the big deal? 5 minutes. And, you know, the average person, the average parent will start saying, but, you know, when it's late at night when all the weirdos are out. What would have happened if you'd have run out of gas? What would have happened if you'd have had a flat tire? You could have gotten caught. Something could have happened to you. And you know, the kid is sitting there thinking to themselves, yeah, 5 minutes late and all of this bad stuff would have happened, you know. And they just sit there and they blow it off and think that this is irrational and stuff. But you know, you aren't really communicating what the problem is. It's not the fact that they were 5 minutes late or 1 minute late or whatever. It's the fact that I trusted you. I respected you. I honored you. It is not a part of your human bill of rights to go drive the family car and to stay out. I gave you a privilege. I honored you. I respected you. And I just asked you to be back by 11 and you didn't respect me. You didn't trust me. You didn't honor me. You didn't believe in me. I'm honoring you and you aren't honoring me. Seldom will parents communicate that. They'll talk about the consequences of what could have happened. But you know what the real deal is? It's the relation. I've honored you. You didn't honor me. And that's why it hurts a parent for the child to be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes late, is because you're honoring them and they aren't honoring you. And see, this is the way it is with God. It's not all of the individual things that we do that's really the deal. Those are just symptoms that show us that there's a problem. But the real thing is, look what God has done for us. Man, the Lord, we were singing it this morning about amazing love. How can it be? Look at what God has done for us. In the scripture, Romans chapter 8, if God gave His only Son for us, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Jesus died to produce healing. He bore your sorrows, carried your grief. By His stripes you're healed. And yet we can't trust Jesus. We're trusting this pill. We're turning to anything and everything else except the Lord. And this is what grieves the Lord. It's not these actions so much. It's the bottom line of why aren't you trusting Him? Why is it that you worry about everything? It's because you don't have a good enough relationship with God. You don't see Him as a loving parent. And so you just live your life stressed out, trying to solve everything on your own, grieving over things that the Bible says He bore your sorrows and carried your grief. And yet you aren't letting Jesus supply your need. You're going to go through this in a human way and deal with it like an unbeliever deals with it. That's what grieves the Lord. God loves you. God wants relationship. Did you know this is why giving is so important? I don't know how many of you have thought about this. But, the Lord could have supplied the need of ministers and churches in a different way. He could have made me so independently wealthy that I have $1 billion in a bank somewhere and I just live off of the interest and I never receive an offering from anybody. God can do those kind of things. And I guarantee you, if that's the way that God set it up, I would have had it, because I spent years praying that I'd never have to take up an offering, because I'm not after your money. I'm after you. And people just get really offended over this. And I prayed for years that God would just make me so independently wealthy I'd never have to receive an offering. And finally, He showed me, but He doesn't want it that way. You spend more time making a living than you do anything else. You spend at least 40 hours a week. Some people a lot more than 40 hours a week. And the Lord doesn't want your life departmentalized to where you just have a Sunday relationship with God or a devotional relationship where you give God 30 minutes a day and then the rest of the day you're mean as a snake and just carnal and doing your own thing. But there's 30 minutes a day that you're sweet and loving and you're praying and seeking God. He wants to flow through you all of the time. And you spend more time in the natural world making money than you do anything else. How is it that God gets you to see Him as your source? That He's the one that promotes you. It doesn't matter what the U.S. economy does. God is your source. God is the one that sets up one and puts down another. How is it that you trust God in this area? See, it all comes back to relationship. God wants you to trust Him. He wants to be involved in everything that's going on in your life. So how is it that He gets you involved in finances? The way you do it is that He says, give me 10% and offerings. And if there was no God who promised that when you give, it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall He give into your bosom, then it would be stupid to take a portion of the hard work money that you've earned and give it away. You're moving away from your goals instead of towards them. It defies logic. It's counterintuitively. This is wrong concerning the natural realm. Why would anybody take a portion of the money that they worked so hard and give it away? There is no reason other than the fact that God says, if you give, I will give unto you. So it's a statement of faith. It gets you out of seeing yourself as I'm the one that earned this money. You may have worked, but you know what? It's God that caused you to get that money. It's God that caused you to be born during the most prosperous time in the history of the world, in one of the most prosperous nations that has ever existed on the face of the earth. You didn't cause yourself to be born here. You didn't do anything. You have natural talents and ability. Some of you are an administrator. Some of you just are leaders. Some of you have talents like an artist, or you have skill sets to do different things. And you may develop them, but you can't bring out what God didn't put in. There's some of you that just have natural talents and abilities and stuff. God gave them to you. And yeah, you may be working, but you couldn't do what you're doing if God hadn't given you those abilities and those talents. All God would have to do is just swirl the chemicals in your brain just a little bit, and you could be licking your stamps off the drool dripping off your chin. You didn't give yourself this health. You didn't give yourself the brain capacity. Whether you realize it or not, God is your source and God has blessed you. And so how is it that He gets you to see that He's your source? He says, give me 10%. Not because He needs your money. He wants you to trust Him. He wants you to believe on Him. That's what giving is all about. And the person who says, oh, I want to give, but I honestly just can't afford to do it. I need everything. You can explain it. You can justify it a million ways. But the bottom line is you do not believe the promise of God. That if you give, it'll be given unto you. If you really believe that, you know, if I had unlimited resources and if I could guarantee you that today, if you come up here and give $10, I'll guarantee you $100. If you give $100, I'll guarantee you $1,000. If you give $1,000, I'll guarantee you $10,000. If I had the wherewithal to be able to do that, you would be absolutely foolish, stupid not to come and give money. Even if you didn't have it on you, punch your neighbor and say, give me 10 and I'll pay you back 20 and you'll still be 80 ahead. If you really believe that, I don't care whether you had it with you. You'd use a credit card. You'd charge it and you'd pay it off later. If you really believed me, even if you were in financial strait, if you didn't have money to get home, you would go ahead and give because that is such a good deal. Why would you turn it down? That's only a tenfold increase. The Lord promised a hundredfold increase in this life. So the bottom line is people that say, oh, I want to give, but I just can't give. You can justify it. You can talk about the economy. You can say I'm on welfare. You can say I've lost my job. You can say anything you want to. But the bottom line is you do not believe the promise of God or you would do what He told you to do.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the positive ministry of the Holy Spirit. This updated 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1020 for CD or R3214 for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RH4 titled The Sin of Unbelief when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew Womack, and I'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a part of our Charis Bible College. Not only do we have this campus here in Colorado Springs with about 500 students that is growing, but also we have online Bible school where you can become a part of a group and there is a discipline to it. But also we have a correspondence course where you can take this by DVD. There's many different ways for you to take advantage. We also have 18 different campuses scattered around the world with more coming online all of the time. So I encourage you to call and check out all of the different ways that you could be involved. You can call 719-635-1111 and ask for some information about our Charis Bible College.